Menon, Adenot complete spacewalk to remove failed station antenna. NASA astronaut Anil Menon and ESA astronaut Sophie Adenot, KJ5LTN, ventured outside the International Space Station on Tuesday, August 18th, for a U.S. Spacewalk 97, spending 6 hours and 23 minutes working to remove a failed space-to-ground antenna from the station's Z1 truss segment. The excursion also carried historic note. Adenot became the first French woman to conduct a spacewalk. The pair switched their suits to battery power at 12:29 UTC to begin the spacewalk. The space-to-ground antenna, a critical link used to transmit high-rate data between the station and mission control in Houston via NASA's tracking and data relay satellites, had been unable to track the relay satellites since November. Menon and Adenot completed the removal of the failed unit and performed a long-duration tie-down of the antenna on the station's truss structure. Disconnecting electrical cables and loosening bolts took longer than expected. However, delaying installation of the replacement antenna, which is now expected to be completed on a future spacewalk. Near the end of the excursion, the crew performed cleanup tasks along with an inspection of and swap of a portable foot restraint near the Quest airlock before re-entering the station at 18:52 UTC. The station continues to operate with a fully functional space-to-ground antenna in the meantime. The spacewalk was the 282nd in support of station assembly, maintenance and upgrades, with the seconds for Menon and the first for Adenot. Radio amateurs will recognize Adenot as a familiar voice on 145.800 MHz. Just 6 days before stepping outside, she spoke with students in the Challenger Learning Center National Conference in Framingham, Massachusetts via ARIS. In keeping with the standard safety protocol, the ARIS radios aboard the station were powered down on August the 17th in support of the spacewalk, with service scheduled to be restored on August the 19th. Student-built JAMX-01 and BY-70-4 set for August the 25th launch. Two Chinese science education satellites carrying amateur radio communication systems are scheduled for launch from the Tengyong Satellite Launch Center on August the 25th aboard a Long March 6C rocket. The first, known as Jingyang Dreamstar and carrying the JAMX-01 amateur radio payload, is the result of a multi-year education project involving students in Shanghai's Xinjiang district. The project began in 2019 as an effort to give students hands-on experience with satellite development, radio communications, tracking and spacecraft operations. Students and teachers are traveling to Tuyang to participate in tracking and control activities associated with the mission. According to the IARU Amateur Satellite Frequency Coordination Database, JAMX-01 was developed by students from Xinjiang District together with amateur radio participants, with support from the Youngster Activity Center of Xinjiang District, Shanghai. The approximately 50 kilogram microsatellite will support telemetry, digital image transmission, and an FM digipeater. It also carries navigation lights and a kaleidoscope experiment intended for science education activities. The following frequencies have been coordinated for JAMX-01: 145.950 MHz FM digipeater uplink, 435.075 MHz beacon and SSTV downlink, 435.175 MHz FM digipeater downlink, and 435.500 MHz telemetry downlink. Shanghai officials say the spacecraft is expected to operate at approximately 500 kilometers altitude. Project organizers also describe several unusual educational experiments aboard the satellite, including a system designed to make the spacecraft visible as a flashing point of light, a kaleidoscope payload, and recorded youth voices for use in space-based broadcasts. Now onto some passes for today, Sunday the 30th of August, and all times in Central African time. The International Space Station, 1821 to 1832. SO50 or SAT-1C, 1742 to 1755, and Chapisa Set 1550 to 1602. This is ZS5FR for AMSAT SA.